barbarian in the house tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
It's
to
not
the
me.
War room. That's right. You're just a fucking degenerate. Up here tonight on a Monday night, it is the War Room. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Jared Cornelius. With me, as always, is my host. Mr. Trevor Trude. How you doing, sir? You recovered from the other night?
I'm good. I'm feeling good now.
Yeah.
It was a good night. It was a great night.
I don't know who let me drink all those beers. But
listen, I know that the fact that they were only $5 made it a lot more tempting to get more because usually at the old BOK Center, you tap out a little early just because, you know.
Or they give you the wrong beer. They tell you it's Michelob, but it's a big Kona Wave shit. That. But anyway, with us tonight, joining us here on a Monday, the guy, the pride of Muskogee, fuck Merle Haggard. The guy's a phony anyway. He's from Bakersfield. He's a phony. He said he's from Muskogee, but he's really not. This guy really is, though, and he sure put on a hell of a show and put on for his home fucking town. He put the fucking phonies in Oak Dodd to shame. He made Killing Time Productions look good, as well as a lot of other sponsors, and he kicked fucking ass, Mr. Jared Ragland. Thank you for joining us post-fight. I'm glad you don't have a major concussion or any leg trauma.
Amen to that.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm trying to hop back in there really soon, so we'll see what's up.
So, is this year not a challenge?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, let's see if the guy fucking...
Anybody from Oakdale, anybody, doesn't matter. The mayor of Oakdale, he'll take you down right now.
Justin Hunter might be the mayor of Oakdale for all we know. He had to go fucking...
It's not the whole town. I got people over there, but, you know. I don't... I said Steve Erdl's gym is a bunch of poot nannies, too. And I believe that if they don't make him, you know, step up and fight somebody.
Well, I just want to say that I think that the atmosphere was great. Like I was saying, I was expecting the crowd to be a little sketchy because you never know. I've never been to an MMA fight before of any kind. So I never know. I just imagine guys are going to start fucking hip-tossing each other in the crowd. You know what I mean? My dad told me people started fighting it during Rocky III because they were so jazzed up. I can't imagine watching a real fight. And you think, like, I can fucking get in there and do this. But the atmosphere was incredible. It was cool getting to see a lot of the people that I knew and played football with and just, you know, went to school with back in high school. And there was a lot of really good fights. Besides the first, I mean, I wouldn't say the first one was bad. It was just it got stopped. But after that, I mean, some of the fights. I was going to ask you. So the guys that fought with helmets, were they like amateurs? Is that what
under 18?
Under 18.
Okay, so after even those fights were really good.
Yeah. Some of those fucking kids are just.
I'll tell you what, the chiseled, kid with the long braids, like, the skinny, chiseled, long braided kid. He didn't win the fight, but he took some fucking damage.
Yeah, he did.
He went down.
I was waiting for him.
He got his legs kicked out from underneath him a couple times, and he took some fucking hits. But the dude never.
I was waiting
down.
For him to, like, just have one punch that, like, maybe took him out. Like, because I was just like, maybe he just survives and gets one in, man. He just gets one
like,
in.
Like, the dude was like Jake LaMotta. The dude was taking some serious damage. But, like, he was taking leg shots. Thank God they had pads on. Those fucking underage kids that got developing bones. But after that, you
drink
know, the heavyweight fight, who's kidding who? It looked like Josh's brother, Bud, fighting a guy that... You know, has trained some. You know, that guy was having a great time. After
I saw one of his teammates. He said, "Who let this legal massacre come to fruition?" And then what? Somebody else was like, "Somebody's uncle is about to get fucked up."
Dude. I mean, this guy. I think he came out to that fucking the fucking music. The other guy came out to Johnny Cash. God's gonna cut you down. I was like, it's a good walkout song. And the other
somebody
guy, like
came
I said,
out
was
to
a sad tuba playing, I believe. But
how was that Reba?
Dude, it was perfect. I'm not gonna lie, I was skeptical at first because me, if I was always in my head, if I was like in a wrestling or fighting, I would always come out to like Dying Fetus or fucking Pig Destroyer or something really fucking loud and brutal. But you coming out to that, first of all, the way it started up, and then you started walking out, I was like, oh, it's perfect. It was perfect.
It's a smooth song.
No, and also, it's perfect for you. Like, it's perfect for you. I wouldn't expect anything else.
And the chicks dig it.
No, it was really good. I loved it. And it also kind of made me feel better. It calmed me down. Because sometimes the guys come out to some shit that like you would hear on Fight Night. Like all that shit. but like it would get your heart pounding. But you came out. I was like, ha. Because I was nervous as shit whenever your fight started. Because I saw the first guy and I was like, I'm not going to lie. This guy's fucking big. Like Levi kept going, I'm not going to lie, dude. This guy's pretty fucking big. And then you came out and I was like, oh, well, Raglan's going to fucking kick this guy right in the head, which you did. You kicked right through like his defense one time, hit him right in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just blasting him. I was trying to get him.
I couldn't tell if it was the woman with the blocks or your kicks whenever you were hitting him. It sounded like someone was getting whipped.
It just started. Oh, I thought those were blocks.
Yeah, I guess. Look at these pythons on these legs.
I'd love to have the guy on so he can show us what his leg looks like. Because like that the dude, aftermath. I literally kept saying he's not going to be able to use that leg tomorrow.
No.
He's going to be fucking not. In an ice bath for 45
minutes. I don't know. He seemed pretty tough.
That was his first fight, too.
Yeah. I think he said he had some boxing, though. But, yeah.
They said it was, like, his debut, like, official fight. I don't know.
They said it was mine, too.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not.
So, I was going to ask you. So, what's your, like, official record now?
3-1-1.
Well, that one that you're talking, that's bullshit. I think you won that fight. You showed me. I watched the fight. Because you said it to me, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to lie. It looks like you won this fight.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of up in the air, but, like, I guess that's why they called it a draw. But, I mean, I don't know. I think you dazed him a couple times.
I dropped him, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you're the only one that dropped him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Now I remember that guy had the home field advantage. He had the crowd backing him. So they were like, we can't let this fucking guy lose, which they're in New York. She's like, we can't let this fucking guy lose to this fucking hick over here, all right? Yeah. Fucking call it a draw. tell him to get the fuck out of here. You're lucky we're paying you. You Nazi looking fuck. Get the fuck out of here. Smoke explosive cigar smoke in your face.
No, it would have been like an Armenian. Or I forget what Ricky is.
My friend, you will get out of here right
that's
now.
That's how he sounds.
You will get out of here. You will not beat my men. You will not beat them.
That's Ricky.
You only get half, I imagine.
I mean, they're cool dudes. I'd like to fight Anthony Walsh again.
I'll tell you what, Armenians have killer style. They
Anthony
love
Walsh,
gold.
Let's run it.
Anthony Walsh.
Yeah, let's run it.
That sounds familiar. Who's he?
That's who I fought. I want to fight him again.
Dude, tell him to come. I remember. Yeah, tell him to come to Oklahoma.
I'll go to New York again. I don't give
fuck
a. They put on a big show at a big theater there. So
really?
Yeah.
Dude,
they moved up. So, but I want to hit him with some elbows. So we need to either make it Muay Thai or MMA. You know.
So, tell us kind of how that worked out, because I remember you texted me while I was in the stands and you're like, I'm kickboxing now. So like, how did that all work out? Like, how did it go from you doing an MMA fight to kickboxing?
I guess there was a mixed communication. They didn't tell me. I paid for my national MMA ID and stuff, so I don't know. But there's so much going on, but I guess they just didn't tell me. I don't know. But I was wrapping my hands and the rap lady was like, are you MMA or kickboxing? I was like, MMA. And the commission lady was looking at the sheet and she said, no, you're kickboxing. And I had already gotten like MMA gloves and everything from the people. Like, they have gloves backstage that we all fight in.
Yeah, I remember because they were making like, hey, don't get blood on those gloves. Somebody's got to use them.
Yeah, they were sharing kickboxing gloves.
Were they just Lysoling them down?
Yeah, wiping them down and taking them on tours.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it was a rumble, though.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just kind of like fighting at home when you had boxing gloves. As a kid. You all share a glove. You get a glove, you get a glove.
Yeah. Everybody can only throw their cross or something.
Oh, my God. Just body shots. You're giving up your head so you can take a body shot. Yeah. That was always so stupid. I remember we weren't allowed to use the one arm, but we could use the one with the glove. So you're just both hitting the fuck out of each other one way or the other. Yeah. But, man, I think you fucking did really good. You did. You looked like a well-oiled machine. You literally walked the guy down the whole fight. He couldn't get in on it. He also, I'm not going to lie, looked like he didn't know what to do with a guy like you. Because, like, he looks like if he can get in on you, he'd probably do some serious damage to you. I bet he'd be a killer boxer.
Yeah.
Because, he looks like he's, like, got shorter arms, so he's probably super powerful.
Okay hands, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I remember seeing you get hit maybe two or three times, one of them being when you had your back turned and the ref didn't do anything about it. I thought you were going to fight him after the fight.
Yeah, I was just like, piss off over.
But, that was one of the few hits I actually saw him hit on you, and that one right there, I mean, it sounded like he had some serious power behind it. But as far as, like, he didn't know how to, like, it didn't look like he knew how to defend a leg kick at all. Like, he wasn't doing anything, really. He was just backing up the whole time. Like, so, I mean, you dominated that fight. I'm not going to lie. If they would have said you didn't win, I would have... I don't know. I probably wouldn't have done anything, but I would have been upset. I would have yelled.
Oh, that would have been insane.
There was no way you won that
fight. I mean,
fight.
No
way.
Especially the first two rounds were not, no question.
Yeah,
like,
I
there
almost
was nothing.
Finished them both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That switch kick and then that flying knee.
Your round one alone, I was like, I mean, as long as he doesn't, like, get knocked out,
yeah.
I don't see him losing this
and
fight.
And then after the round two, I was like, oh, he can do nothing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Literally the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just kind of ran.
I mean, he couldn't get close to you.
Well, I was, but he was just, I was just keeping him at the end of everything, I guess, you know? And
well, yeah, I mean, that's why, I mean, the right there, I think that was textbook why reach advantage actually matters, especially
yeah.
if you don't, I mean, because, like, it didn't, I mean, obviously it's kickboxing, so, I mean, you can't do, like, takedowns and shit.
Yeah, I can't stomp the knee either. I can't, like, I couldn't grab his head and bring it to my knee.
Yeah.
But I could knee him in the face without grabbing, but... Like, when I had him in the clinch, I could only throw those knees to the body, like, at the end of the third round.
Yeah.
So, there was...
I mean, kickboxing is cool. I like it.
Yeah. It's just different.
Seeing someone get kicked in the fucking head, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, one of the worst things, like, Hunter and I used to talk about it, like, because when Anderson Silva was the king, he always did this fucking front kick. Fucking bottom of
bro,
his foot
I caught
right
him
to
with,
your face.
Yeah, I caught him with two of those.
Yes, I remember he had his gloves up and you kicked right fucking through him and it fucking hit him right in the face. I thought he was going to go down after that. I thought it was over because I would have definitely been like, I'm done, man. Call it, man.
Well, that's a tough boy.
I've been hitting the nose with a basketball at full speed and it definitely makes your eyes tear up and your nose is on
you're
fire. And you're just like, yeah, exactly.
Pissed
I just,
off.
I don't know
fucking,
how he fucking just goes
off,
through that. Because I remember like just watching Anderson Silva do that thing where he kicks someone just right in the fucking nose. I don't know how people weren't just like, all right, man, game over. I'm done. Fuck this.
Fuck you. That hurt.
That fucking sucked. Don't do that. Yeah, I don't know. But you got to be a tough son of a bitch to take one right to the fucking mush right there. And like I said, I think out of everyone, you looked the most technically sound. You looked very calculated and you looked like you knew what you were doing and you were confident in it. So, because you mean you didn't look nervous at all. Going up in there.
It's just a fight, you know?
I mean, let's not downplay it. Fighting can be very nerve-wracking to some people.
Yeah, but you know me.
You don't want to lose in your hometown.
Yeah, I know, but like I just fight, you know?
I knew he didn't worry. He wasn't worried about that shit, though. I played football with this guy. He didn't give a fuck about the crowd.
Yeah.
He ignored the crowd. He didn't give a fuck about that.
I didn't hear nothing, though.
No.
It was just... March. I was just trying to march
Ragland
him down.
Was like schizophrenic on the sideline talking to himself and shit. I'm like, no. You can go up and
mean?
Talk to him either. Like, hey, Rag, I'm like, get the fuck away.
Yeah, bro. There ain't nothing but to do but go forward, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's going to try to hit you, so you got to hit him.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing I think separates a lot of fighters. Like, you just got to be willing to throw your shit. No matter, but I think he just couldn't, like you said, do it. I don't know. But, I don't know.
I mean,
some people are different, you know?
He didn't use his legs at all.
Yeah. I checked his first round kick, and he just didn't like that. I saw it on the face. Like, checking a round kick, it hurts. So.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I checked his first one, and he was just like,
mm-mm. No. And also, I imagine his legs were just on fire. From that point forward, anyway. I remember you hit him one time, and like I said, it sounded like someone was cracking a whip.
Yeah, I saw one on somebody's Snap story. It was pretty.
Ooh.
And they all went, ooh.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And somebody was like, I'd still lay in the fetal position, or I'd be laying in the fetal position.
Oh, my God, dude.
That.
I definitely would be hobbling.
Yeah.
It was fucking, it was insane. Like, I definitely felt more confident after you landed a few of those. I was like, oh, he's got this. He's going to fucking kill this guy. And, I mean, I guess on paper you did because I thought you were going to take him. I thought you were going to put him down. But, I mean, you know what they say about them Hispanic people. You can't knock them out. Julio Cesar Chavez couldn't knock him out. You couldn't knock out Oscar De La Hoya.
It was Mexican Independence Day, too.
So that's what I'm saying. You ain't knocking him out.
Y'all were drinking Modelo's.
Oh, we drank him out. Yeah. Civic Center ran out of Modelo. We were drinking out of respect of Mexico and Mexican Independence Day. But, like, dude, I'm telling you, Mexican people got the toughest chins you'll ever fuck. You can punch them 140 times and won't go down. And they'll look just the same after the fight also. It's insane. Like, Oscar De La Hoya, he'd get hit a million times and he'd look just fine after the fight. But, that being said, what's next for you? What are you looking at? You looking to fight a Muskogee again, or?
Yeah, they have something in November, but I'd like to fight again before then. But we'll see what happens. Mm. At least do a grappling tournament or something. I want to be active this fall and winter, so I want to fight. It would be not Alfred's fighting in November. I think a lot of people from my gym will be fighting from November, so in November, so it'd be cool to potentially get on
savage
that
fight.
Yeah, it'd be cool to get on that card and fight. Even if, I don't know, I'd like to do Muay Thai or something where I could at least do elbows or knees to the face. Muay Thai or MMA, you know? Something like that. Kickboxing's cool. But
get somebody not to drop out and actually fight.
Yeah,
three people.
I can't believe that, man. I wonder. I really want to know what it is.
Justin Hunter.
Dude. Justin Hunter.
Just make the 10-mile road trip north, buddy.
It'll be the most exciting thing you've ever done in your life. You're from fucking Oakdale.
We'll buy you beer after.
Unless you won the state championship in baseball, this will be the most exciting thing you've ever done from Oakdale. Because I don't know what the else there is to do in Oakdale besides drink in a field around a bonfire and play baseball and wear your letterman until you're 28. I think that's what you do in Oakdale.
Yeah.
And then you marry someone that could be your cousin, but you don't ask any questions.
Or even that Ryan Cole dude. That'd be cool to fight him in MMA. He's a bigger dude. But he does like pro wrestling too. But he's like had two MMA fights and some kickboxing stuff. So he's a little bit more trained, but he's like, I got him.
That'd be interesting if you could use pro wrestling skills in a fight. Like
a suplex.
Like, you do a suplex. You work the crowd.
Jump off the fucking
you're working
top
the crowd.
Rope.
Yeah.
But he's got like a decent following from that. So that'd be cool.
Shooting star press off the fucking
for sure,
hips.
Man. You should fight anybody.
Yeah, I know.
You should call out like old defensive lineman you went up against. He used this talk
well,
shit to
another dude that took the fight was Brandon Conrad, and he's a running back from Tahlequah, but he's a weight class under, so I don't really, and we kind of train with the same people, so I don't really want to necessarily call him out, but there's two other dudes, but I mean, I could run it with him, but it's just, he's also a 170er, and like, that would just be trying to make something out of nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine you're not really wanting to cut too much more, are you?
Yeah, and then making him fight up, I don't think he really wants to fight up either. But, yeah, there's two dudes. Like, apparently I'm Justin Hunter and Ryan Cole are bigger than me, too, so can't make the weight. So fighting at 205 would be cool, not having to cut. I had to do two weight cuts this camp, so. You know what I mean?
And you had to fight, do kickboxing when you thought you were going to be MMA fighting.
Yeah, so I'd like
to. The odds were against you.
I'd like to have a for sure, because I guess they offered, I don't know if the Conrad kid was offered MMA or kickboxing now, because I heard different things, I don't know. But I don't know. It's Muskogee, bro. You know
yeah,
what I
dude.
Mean? So I'm just trying to make a show on Muskogee, you know? But I heard there's some stuff in Stillwater and Tulsa in like the end of September and October, so I'm gonna see what's up with that. We'll see what's up.
So basically, you're looking to fight anybody that wants it. You want some? Come get some.
Pretty much.
So what's the heaviest you're willing to fight at?
Maybe 20. It just depends. I'd like to fight at 85, but I'd like to fight an 85 or a 2. Like, you know what I mean? Just because I had, they were supposed to, or Justin Hunter was supposed to make 85. So if he wants to fight at 205, that's cool. But 205, I guess, I don't know, you know.
That's the heaviest you'd fight at? You wouldn't
probably
go to like 225?
Probably not, no.
No.
I mean, I walk at like 200.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do a catchweight at 225 with somebody, but I mean, I don't know, I guess, but, like, what's the point? Like, why would I? That's not really a weight class either. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm asking you.
No.
You know more than I do.
No, so there's, like, the weight classes are, like, 185, 205, and 265. So
that's a big jump there.
Yeah.
That's a huge jump.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, that's not really a weight
class. Huh.
We could just fight it, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes a lot more sense, so damn, that means I'd have to fight that fucking one guy last night. Got his ass beat from the team from Austin.
Dude, you should fight him. You could probably fight him.
Honestly, I'd just, if I couldn't go for the fucking...
I think you could just teep him in the gut a few times and out cardio.
Yeah, I guess.
He probably drinks more than you.
Oh, I mean, dude, no doubt about it.
He was drinking straight liquor at the bar. I mean,
yeah, I'm not surprised.
He showed up to Rumble, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, he, I mean, he went at the guy, but I mean, as soon as he went to the ground, I think he just
done.
Like, over.
Just,
he's like, I'm not going to take too much damage.
Yeah.
No, and also, he didn't. He really didn't. Like, he stopped the fight, and he just got up, and he was fine, and then he got out. And I looked at him. He's wearing a really big T-shirt. He was at the bar. He had his hands wrapped. He's having a great time. I was happy for him. I was like, yeah, he didn't get beat up too bad.
He had a good time.
He's drinking with his friends
and
family.
He had a good time.
Yeah, dude, he was having a good time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I had a good time. It was fun.
It was awesome. It was actually a really cool event, and it was awesome to be a part of. Thank you for the banner. I'm going to find somewhere to put it. I might put it fucking... I might move these down.
Something.
I might move the boards down and put that above.
Yeah.
Do that. I mean, that's got to go up in here. That's fucking history. You understand me? It's history, Trevor.
History.
Wait, what's going on in your
history.
Front over there? Are you talking to one of your floozies?
My floozies?
He's
no.
got a new girlfriend.
That's false, actually.
Oh, yeah? Then what's up with the vein in your forehead, huh?
I don't know.
Only men with girlfriends get those.
Huh.
I don't know
I'm
about
engaged.
That.
I don't get those.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
You look like Willy from Duck Dynasty right now.
That sucks. That guy sucked. He was a pussy. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Damn, I might be him.
Who's that guy? Was a pussy.
I mean.
Oh, not Willy. Come on.
Asai and Phil are the only ones from that show I really liked.
Yeah, I like Asai.
I mean, the idiots that worked for the guys, Godwin and fucking the other guy, they weren't too bad.
What was the fucking guy's name? Mountain Man or something
Mountain
like that.
Man.
Yeah.
Mountain
he
Man.
Just
fucking yeah.
That shit was popular as fuck for like two to four years.
Drink some beer.
It was popular. I think it's still going, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying it was really like fucking super popular for a while.
Phil said some crap about gay people.
I think he said something like, in the Bible it says, man can't lay with another man. It's just like, all right, well, Phil, no more TV show. And then Fox News sucked him up like a fucking
pretty much
tornado. Yeah, I mean... And that makes sense. It's just weird, though. I remember the country shift where, like, everything became so, like, political where, like, everyone started taking sides and shit. Like, before then, it really didn't feel like that.
What? What do you mean?
Well, you know, like, I don't know.
Like,
whenever you
everybody, it never used to be so, maybe we were just younger and didn't realize it, but it didn't feel like the world was so divided, is what you're
saying.
I
don't remember. I remember politics weren't really, like, nowadays it's like, dude, I don't know.
Like people can't be friends if they like the other person.
Like, the Kamala Harris, Donald Trump commercial, when, like, I was watching it. It was like the Monday Night Football game. I was like, Donald Trump this Sunday takes on Kamala Harris in a debate for the future of the country and whatever. And it's just like, what is this?
Like WrestleMania.
Yes! And that's how the guy sounded. I was like, this is a debate for the person that's going to run the country. And then you watch it, and it's just them calling each other gay for 2 hours.
Yeah.
They don't talk about one single policy. No. They don't talk about anything. Trump's like, they're eating cats and dogs in Ohio. Have you heard of this? They're eating it by the millions. These immigrants are coming in Ohio, eating their cats and dogs, people's pets, eating them by the millions. And then the lady was all like, there's no evidence of that. And he's like, oh, okay.
He's like, I saw a video of it. What do you mean?
Yeah, no. He's like, do you have a plan? I've got the concept of a plan. I've got a really good plan. Like,
the best plan.
That's all it is. And then the other one's laughing the whole time. So I don't know. Joe Biden, ever since he dropped out, he's gone. He's taking a nap.
Yeah, it's just like, it's hilarious, dude. That they're
oh,
just
my
like,
God.
It's, he can last. He can't run again, but he can last, you know, the length of the time. We'll let him hold the
oh,
rest
yeah,
of the time.
Dude. I don't know. It's just, I remember, honestly, it was kind of like around Hillary and Trump the first time. It was like whenever it became like football teams.
Yeah.
It was like,
well, that's when they started
Alabama.
Insulting
yes,
each other.
Yes, it's like Auburn,
that's
Alabama.
That's whenever they started
it's
going
like
back and forth. Like, they never,
the Packers and the
before
Bears
before never used to.
I put Spike to 40 in them trees.
The most thing that
they
would say.
Dead yet, but they're going to die.
You know that's a crime, right? What?
What? You killed the fucking...
I was there. They put a Scam Newton jersey on a Bear Bryant statue. So let me tell you what I did.
He poisoned a tree.
What about, talk about being in jail for something stupid. That's a fucking
that's
you know
horrible.
That's like well, no, I'm saying oh you're fucking dumb for being in jail for that's what I'm saying. Like you're like you did that. Like like they were gonna fucking burn down the fucking campus because they fucking took down the trees.
Well, you know it's funny if you got caught putting a statue a jersey on the Bear Bryant statue, they could probably take you for vandalism.
Oh yeah,
but it's not poisoning a fucking tree that's been there for God knows how long and killing it because they put a statue on Bear Bryant's
Scam Newton jersey on Bear Bryant's statue.
Let me tell you what I did. Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's turned into.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, man, but not in the MMA world.
Yeah, not really, bro. I've got people
listen,
that vote
these
for
hands
both.
Don't vote, okay?
Yeah, I don't vote, so.
I don't either. Why would
I?
Yeah, it's all rigged.
I live in Oklahoma. I already know where it's going anyway.
Yeah, I mean that's how I also feel. I even if I was, I'm like, if we
lived in a swing state, yeah. Maybe I, you know, but like here, it's just like, might as well wipe my ass with that ballot.
I'm gonna go watch fights in Muskogee.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna go do that. I'm gonna smoke weed while
yeah,
I do
can
it because
see,
it's legal.
You can see
and
who
then have
people
a gun.
Are gonna vote for the people who are at the fights. You know what
I
mean? I
mean,
you're
you
like,
know,
oh, yeah, we know where this we're going.
There's pros and cons of living here, but that's everywhere. You know, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
The cons are you can't use a plastic bag when you're at the grocery store, and if you do, you got to pay for it, each bag.
I don't pay for them. I
and,
say
then
zero.
And then cigarettes are like $20 a pack because they don't want you to smoke, which is fucking un-American if you ask me. You should be allowed to if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your choice, yeah.
Legit freedom.
Either get rid of them all or let people smoke as much as they want. That's what I've always said. I love that whole... Because, like, you think people just because you raise this price of cigarettes are not going to buy them. It's like,
yeah.
Raise the price of gas. I still got to get gas.
Yeah, you still got to go
you
somewhere.
Know what I mean? A gas is more essential than cigarettes, obviously. But I'm
not
just saying...
some people.
If you, that's what I'm saying. People that are smoking fucking... people that are smoking, like, I don't know what the most you guys... the most I've ever seen someone smoke before was 4 packs of Marlboro Black Menthols.
Oh, God.
A day, 100s. 4 packs. That's 80 fucking cigarettes. And if they're hundreds, that's like you got to add at least 5 more cigarettes a pack. So
yeah.
I mean, that's like 100 cigarettes a day. Do you know how you're going to have a cigarette in your hand at all times of the day.
Oh, yeah. You just... And as soon as you're done,
how do you do it?
One.
I've smoked a pack in a day before, and it's horrible. You feel horrible the next day. You feel your blood pressure. Like, I really hope it goes down before I fucking die. Like, that's what it's like. Now,
imagine
but like
100
in a day, and you do that every day.
That's insane. Like, that's half a carton
some
in a fucking
live
day.
To be like 90 years old,
and they do
that
shit.
But
like,
I think it's
what?
When those people stop is when they if they ever like decide
yeah.
they're gonna stop. That's when they're like, all right,
well,
it's been going this long, and now you just quit. What
the
fuck?
Made a well-oiled machine. You know what I mean?
You shock your body
by
not smoking a cigarette.
That's what they told Keith Richards. He's like, you can't quit drinking and smoking now.
Yeah,
you're 78.
You keep it up now.
You fucking stop. Who knows what's gonna happen? But like, I can't. It's unfathomable to think that someone likes it that much to where they're like. And dude, like
your mouth has got to taste like ass at all times.
Yeah,
you, know?
Yeah. You don't ever have
Perma
to kiss a woman again.
Cigarette, bro.
You have to marry someone that smokes just as much as you.
Exactly.
Do. If
yeah.
you're a guy, I'm a guy. I smoke 4 packs. She smokes 2 packs a day. You know.
And
what I mean?
There's no way you're caring about anything, like what smells like smoke.
Oh my God, cigarette sex. Cigarette sex is
cigarettes.
Fucking horrible. Because, you know, you just you get a quick.
He's probably smoking mid fucking stroke.
The fucking infections you're going to get.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
My God. Just fucking cigarette in your mouth while you're taking it a pound.
You
down.
Can start washing your hands. You can wash your hands 3 times after you smoke a cigarette. Your hands will still smell like cigarettes.
Dude, imagine if they're smoking inside, too. The walls are just yellow.
Dude, if you smoke 4 packs a day, I don't imagine you smoke outside unless you're just outside in the same chair all day, just continuously chain smoking. Like, how long does a cigarette take? I don't know why we're on this, but like, it's still, like I said, is it not insane? Like, how long does it take to smoke one 100? A few minutes?
Yeah, bro. I mean... How many beers have I had?
That's true. That's true. I mean, like, I've also heard, I don't know from experience, but like, if you're on acid, you can just fucking, you can smoke as many cigarettes as you want, and then it doesn't, it's like, it doesn't even count.
That's what I've heard. Doesn't even count.
I mean, that's how it is when you're drunk. It doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't count.
It's like you didn't even do it. That wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sober as a bird.
That was Earl.
Yeah, Earl. Dude. That's what Jason's name should have been. He fucking looks like one now, dude.
Oh, God.
He's like a real fucking Earl.
That's messed up.
No, yeah, I love him. He's great. He's a good guy. But no, he
great guy. One of the best guys.
Dude, he's fucking, he's incredible.
My dad calls him the Colonel.
Yeah, still. Yeah. He saw, because Jason was at the end of the row whenever your dad came up the other day. Saw him first, was walking down, saw Levi, saw me, gave me a big hug. Saw HP and Richie. And he's like, damn, the whole team's here. And
the whole team?
Yeah, and then the whole team's here. And then, you know, he went and sat down where he was sitting and everything. And it was really cool. I mean, like, it seems like half the crowd was there to see you. So, I mean, like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Especially our whole section. We filled the whole section.
We had a whole section, yeah.
I was looking back. I saw a bunch of raglans. I was like, oh, my God.
They're not raglans, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? I could just tell that you're fucking related to
a lot of raglans back there. A lot of them running around. Crazy. Crazy guys.
I can't believe it. Like, guys. We were saying some horrible shit, and then your dad comes up, and he tells us, yeah.
That's my whole family behind you.
And then I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then immediately after, Levi's like, twist his dick. Because your dad said, don't worry about saying anything. They've heard it all before. So Levi's like,
out of
okay.
My mouth before, yeah.
And then I was just like, after he said that, I was just like, oh, well, pussy. And I just said pussy really loud. And then Levi was like, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that.
Pussy. I've been waiting to. Sorry. Thank you. I've been waiting to see that fucking all night.
I'm still waiting for Skip Bayless to start saying that because, like, his new show is just, like I said, undisputed without anybody else on it. He asks himself questions and answers them.
Well, I can imagine today was probably pretty rough for him.
I don't know. I've only listened to one because I was just like trying to get a feel for what it is. But then I was just like, oh, he's coming up with these questions and asking them himself.
I kind of want to listen to today's.
He at least has someone else doing the show with him. Skip is completely on his own now, and he's doing
interview anybody else.
No, he just has people write in questions and he answers them, but they just sound like questions that he would have on Undisputed.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's fucking crazy. He's crazy. He's lost his mind.
He's an OU fan.
Oh, my God.
Dallas Cowboys fan.
I'll tell you what, though. Texas number one in college football because Georgia almost shit the bed against Kentucky the other day. And Texas is only allowed 13 points this season. And we've got the next Manning taking over.
Man, old Michigan, dog.
Dude. Oh, my God. After watching that, I was like,
you see how close? That was a pretty close game, too.
I'm telling you what. After watching that Kentucky game, we can take Georgia.
Hey, that's
I'm
fine.
Not saying we're going to definitely
right.
beat them. We can take
I'm
them.
Just saying that Texas always has one slip-up in the year, so don't just
this
get
ain't,
so
this
hot.
This ain't the Texas
it's
of the Big 12, Trevor. We're where
that.
We belong now. We should
have
been here the whole time.
I
we weren't built
that,
for
though.
The Big 12 throwing the ball 80 times like
that's
a bunch of half
I'm
of fags.
There's always some
power football.
Pothole
big
in the
defensive
road.
Linemen.
Pothole in the road. Wait.
SEC Southern football. That's what we should be doing, not playing this fucking Midwestern meth football that Oklahoma and Kansas like to play with a bunch of fucking flannel shirts and missing teeth. And horrible music. The worst music ever. I'm just kidding. Don't kill me. Oh, I forgot you're an OU fan.
No. I mean, I like everybody, you know.
Oh, my God. Okay. Who are you now?
I like Arkansas. I like OU. I like OSU. I like Alabama.
Well, I respect Alabama. I remember me and you arguing with people on Twitter about Alabama OU and people saying OU's the best program ever. And it's just like, they're not even like, they're probably not even top five programs ever.
Not now.
No.
They might have been in like 2012. They had an argument, but it's been so long since they've been to a natty. You know
it's I mean? So since they've been to one, it's been since what?
2008.
Yeah.
And I mean, they made the semis, what, twice? I think. Made the final.
Yeah, we
twice.
Lost to Georgia and lost to
Clemson.
Clemson.
Yeah.
Yep. No, LSU, not Clemson.
Or maybe
the LSU. Yeah, talk about some
LSU
lucky
like
motherfuckers.
Three times, right? Because they did lose to Georgia.
Well, if you make the playoff, you're in the semis anyway. Yeah, so they played LSU. They played Georgia.
And Clemson, right?
I don't know. I remember them playing.
I think we did play Clemson. Got our
no,
ass
you
kicked.
Played Alabama. Alabama, when Kyler was there, Alabama whooped y'all's ass. They were up 31-10 at halftime. And then LSU beat y'all like 63-28, and then Georgia won in overtime. I think. They might have been in it another time, but I don't remember them playing Clemson in the playoff.
I was thinking we did the year they won.
Alabama beat them.
LSU.
LSU.
Georgia.
I don't know.
LSU, some lucky motherfuckers. They almost fucking
dog.
They should have.
Brian
that
Kelly got
kicker,
his ass saved, that's for sure.
If yeah, that kicker had kicked,
it,
you know,
four times.
Wasn't the fourth string kicker, maybe they'd have fucking won that game.
Well, let me tell you something. What if OU is struggling against Tulane?
Oh yeah. Well, we didn't. I wouldn't even say
Tennessee. I'm
I'd say we played better
be
against Tulane
L.
than we did the week before. But
is Tennessee next?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your first L of the season, bud.
Maybe if we win, I'll be.
Is
you
it
know,
in Tennessee? No. If it's in Knoxville, you guys are done.
I don't know if it is or not.
I'll double down right now. I'll
double down.
Right yeah, they lost four times, so maybe it was Clemson too. I don't know. It's not showing me a list. It's stupid.
Well.
Yeah, won $100. I'll take that yesterday.
Yeah, Underdog, why don't you sponsor us, you greedy yeah. fucks? We fucking
actually $130 because I did the free little fucking Caleb Williams.
We spent a lot
yard.
Of money with your app. And I lose a lot of money. With, I mean, I lose
we
a lot
don't
of
eat
money
a lot.
With your app. Yeah. I've got to be like 5 and 462 is my record. I've won 5 times, 462. You know, it's funny, though. I'm still pretty sure I've made more money off my wins than I've spent.
Clemson beat them. It was Clemson.
Was it the first time?
Yeah, 2016.
And then Georgia. And then Alabama. Georgia. And then LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then pretty sure all four games besides Georgia was a fucking ass whooping. But they gave up like 800 fucking total yards of offense against Georgia.
Well, we should have beat fucking Georgia. We were.
Well, if you're off defense,
I know, but I'm just saying
the
in the first half, we were doing everything we were supposed to be doing. Did.
What with the
last
cock?
Year, no,
oh.
no, not that. Last year with the Alabama,
oh yeah,
Georgia game.
Where
oh
he
yeah.
like sung the fucking Georgia thing, and yeah. then he was just like, "Give me Alabama!"
And then Alabama won.
Yeah. yeah,
dude, I was getting into arguments with guys at work because they were like, "Alabama ain't got no chance." I'm like, "You guys are fucking crazy. They ain't got no chance.
They always have a
Saban's
chance. They never
Kirby
don't
Smart's
have it. Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, they don't ever not have it. Even if they're having an off year, which is what they're ranked fifth.
I still think Alabama will probably get them. It's literally just one of those matchups where it's just like it doesn't matter. Alabama owns them. Now, I'm not saying Georgia isn't cream
they don't
of the
have
crop
Saban anymore, so we'll see.
Yeah.
They got a good replace. I think they did the
yeah,
right thing by bringing
in
a different kind of guy. So like, and he's been great for Jalen Milroe. Jalen Milroe just had like a 4 or 5 touchdown game against Wisconsin. It looked really good. He's in a Heisman watch now. They're scoring a lot of points. I think I like what they're doing. Saban's also got them set up with recruits from fucking kids
yeah.
that are in eighth grade right now. That if they don't decommit, and
that's why I said
whatever.
They won't. If I don't think they'll take a big fall off anyway, but they won't do it.
I mean,
the
they're not
going to
be Nick Saban's
sure.
Alabama.
No, but they're definitely
but not
going to
be competitive. I wouldn't be surprised if in a few years they did win one.
Yeah,
they're still going to be one of those teams. But here's the thing, though: now that you got all these teams, and I'm telling you right now. The SEC is so tough now that I really do think it's kind of just be like which one is going to win it this year is kind of how it's going to turn into. Because the SEC's got the best of the best. The now that the Big Ten is basically just like half the old Pac-12 plus, you know.
Which
Big
I guess
10,
they're going to add to the Pac-12 and they're keeping it
yes.
alive. This whole
Boise State's going to the Pac-12.
Yeah. There's three other teams. I think.
Fresno.
Yeah.
It actually looks like it's going to be pretty
like
cool.
UCLA and Oregon State still in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
No, it's Washington State and Oregon State. UCLA's in the Big Ten.
Okay.
And like half the Pac-12 went to the Big 12, Big Ten. And then the other half went to the Big Ten,
Colorado
pretty much.
Just came back.
Yeah.
I believe they're not playing OU OSU. That's
OU's in the SEC now.
I know, but like.
They're not playing OSU this year?
No.
Really? Well,
I think
shit, dude. Every fucking conference has like 20 teams in it now. They're probably split.
I think that they'll do one of those things where they do like a 5-year agreement in the future. You know, where they do those like when they had Ohio State and OU and they played for 2 or 4 years or whatever. I think they'll do that.
I wonder if OU or OSU will do that.
That's what I'm saying. I think they will.
It's definitely not going to be for the next 4 or 5 years.
It could be in the next couple.
I think the schedule's set for like.
I think I know it's for next year. Well, their non-conference games are always up in the air. Cause they can
I mean,
change.
I remember when I still worked for Garrett Ford talking to Hayden Perry, seeing that Texas and Alabama were going to play a couple years ago.
Yeah, if they have other agreements, but I don't think they do, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. They called that Bedlam the last Bedlam ever. Which,
but here's the thing:
OSU's
if they got a chance,
that they won.
If they get a chance, though, in any postseason thing, if they're not in the top 12,
yeah. But the thing is, I don't think OU fans look at the Bedlam game like OSU fans do. That's OSU's game. OU could give a fuck less.
Well,
about
yeah,
it.
Like we want to win it, but like,
or they pretend they don't care. But for the most part, I mean, they own it.
OU fans want to win that game.
Yeah, you want to win it, but it's not like it's we're not like if we win that game,
dude,
that's the only game we win.
93-20
I know, but OSU is one of those fan bases that are always like, it's our year.
They remind me a lot of the Dallas Cowboys.
Brother's ass, like sometimes he's talking that crap.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's the same thing. They're like, it's just people up for a year. You know,
dude, speaking of, I actually, as an homage to you, I remember I got up, I had to fucking take a toilet splattering shit from drinking all night. And I was up at 3:30 in the morning, and I was on Facebook, and I was on a Texas post about Texas, and there's some OU fucking cocksuckers talking in there. And I, first of all, just seeing that pissed me off because it's just like, first of all, this is just, it has nothing to do with Oklahoma. So you're just in here fucking blah, 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 something. And I just went off on this guy because they were talking about how they've owned, if you only look at the last 20 years, OU's owned Texas. And I was like, yeah, but that means you're erasing 80% of the fucking season. Because if you look at the series, we lead by like 14 games. OU would have to win like 15 straight seasons to take the lead in the series. And everyone's always like, yeah, well, because that's what they won during World War II. And I was like, oh, yeah, because OU's the only team that had guys go fight in the war. Texas surely didn't have any guys go fight in the fucking war. Also, OU, the bulk of their championships came during Truman's fucking presidency. So right after World War II. But I guess those count. But, you know, the ones Texas won right before didn't, you know. So I was yelling through Facebook at this guy about all this because he was all like, the series thing is misleading because of blah, we've owned them since this and that. I'm like, all right, well, we obviously got off to such a good start that you guys haven't been able to get close to us the last fucking 40 years. Because if you think about it, the 50s and the, 70s were really the heyday for OU 50 plus years ago.
2000 to 2010, maybe. I mean,
but if you look at that, if you look off based off championships, it looks like a pretty big gap to me.
Well, yeah.
Compared to winning most of the '50s, OU won almost all those championships. What was it? Five of them in the '50s.
Something like that.
That's all I'm saying. So, but everyone gives Texas shit for all of our stuff being old, and I'm like, you guys live off the past. They were still listening to fucking Buddy Holly and Bill Haley in the Comets whenever
Texas won one last, so.
And 70 and 2005, yeah. We were the last Big 12 team to win the national championship and to play in it. But we didn't get no respect.
Well, that's because nobody else besides OU or OSU has even fucking won one in 50 years.
TCU went to one,
but they didn't win it.
Okay.
We fucking went to.
Oh, but when y'all go to one, it's some big deal.
No.
We played Florida.
But we've went to one a lot more than TCU has.
So?
Okay. So if you're saying TCU's going, yeah.
Okay, but like here's the thing. Because
yeah, but you were talking about the Big 12.
I know, but what I'm saying is I don't look at conferences like some people do. I don't think the conference championship matters because
I don't think it does either.
Not every conference champion gets a chance to win the national championship. So it doesn't really matter. So you can win the Big 12 all you want, but if you never win a national championship, it only matters to people in the Big 12 or to you, really.
It's just another stat.
If you're a fan of Ohio State and you're involved in Big 10 football, I don't think you're all like, oh, I wonder who's going to win the Big 12 this year. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't care. They care who's in the national. That's why I never understood people really caring about winning the conference, which it's obviously good. Usually people that win the conference are in the mix, especially if it's Power 5. But if you're in the Mountain West, you only lose one game all year and you win the conference, you're probably not going to get a chance at the national championship.
Normally you will, but finally you'll get a shot at least.
That's the only way conference championships will matter is if it means something, if it gets you something.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if you just win, let's say you win the ACC, but you don't get a chance in the playoffs, it doesn't make any sense.
I think they should just do 8 like super conferences. And then draw from that.
I think they should do every conference champion gets in the playoffs and then maybe do a few like the next best records go from wherever. I think that's how they should do it.
That's pretty much what they're doing.
I think that would split up the talent pool because I don't think all of the best players would go to these big schools. I think now that you got the NIL and you've got, like, let's say, oh, if I play for fucking Texas or if I play for a team in the Sun Belt, whoever wins the Sun Belt is going to get a chance to go play. And who, you can't say they wouldn't ever win. You can't say a team in the Mountain West or the American Conference wouldn't ever win a championship. So if guys look at it from this, I think at first people, a lot of people would be like, oh, so if I go here, I'm going to get a chance to get on national TV to play for a national championship in an easier conference. It'll get harder as it goes, I think.
Yeah.
And also these schools can offer people money to come play there. So it's not like all the best players are going to go to Alabama anymore because that's where who has all the money and they can almost guarantee you a spot in the national championship or winning it.
Yeah.
It's going to change. Like now these like medium level schools are going to get bigger. They're going to get better players. And also, we're going to see this new thing where you get, like, almost career college football players. They play 8 years. They transfer around because they're not quite good enough. They know they're not going to play in the NFL, but they're making $3 million a year to play college football. I'll go fucking play Kansas State. Who gives a shit? Yeah, sure. Give me $3 million.
Get a lot of guys like Bo Nix.
Yeah. Like, that aren't. Like imagine if Tebow could have just stayed in college and played another 4 years. He probably won another one. He would have made a fuck ton of money and probably won a couple more championships or at least one more if he would have, like, got to play, like, if he got to use all of his eligibility. Because there's going to be guys that
especially
do that.
In his seventh and eighth year, he's going to be so fucking, like,
he's going to be, yeah.
He's going to be so good.
He was already a man amongst boys at that point. So I think that we're going to see a lot of that because some people look at the NIL like, oh, whatever. Listen, college football has basically been semi-professional football since, I mean, you pick it, whenever it
always has been.
Exactly. But, you know, the only difference is the employees weren't getting paid, really.
Yeah.
And I always said, I don't know why they didn't just give everyone a base salary and give every kid like $50,000 a year, pay them monthly. Give them a little fucking check for, what, $4,000 or $5,000 a month to live off of so they can go buy Cheerios and deodorant and underwear. You know what I mean? Like, instead of, like, having all this bullshit boosters under the money, under the table type shit. Like, they could have just done that. Now they're having to go back and pay guys that got fucked out of money from 20 years ago. Like, going back, like, 18 to 20 years, I think they're having to go back and compensate people that didn't get paid.
That's crazy.
What they should have been because the NCAA is greedy. Like, dude, if a fucking singular university is making billions off of just the football program, add up all the rest of the program's money that they're making in there, you can't pay the players a measly minimum wage salary to play football? Because, like, I know a lot of guys, even at UCLA, I knew guys, they didn't have time to have fucking jobs. Their whole time during football season, from the minute they wake up to the time they go to bed, it's football. School and football and eating. That's literally all they had time for.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine, like, playing for Alabama or Georgia where, like,
yeah,
who's kidding who? They're getting an education. Those guys aren't there to fucking go to school. Most of them aren't going to fucking school. They're there to play football. A lot of those guys probably played at schools where they were literally just got ready to play college football. IMG, they're not fucking taking calculus. They're there to fucking play football. So, like, you're going to see a whole, I think, football. I think it's going to be better for college football. It's going to open up the fucking talent pool. It's going to spread it around a little bit. And you're going to see a lot of programs start getting better. And you're going to see, I mean, Clemson's a good example of it. You don't adapt, you die. And you're seeing Dabo Sweeney become outdated right before your fucking eyes because he refuses to adapt. And he wants to fucking say, oh, I'm fucking, they're getting paid an education. How about you give up that fucking $20 million a year salary fuck? Like, you're not, like, you're making a fucking senator's salary.
Yeah, why can't you just make $5 million
a year? Why can't you make, like, $125,000 a year? Is that not enough? You're getting to coach the youth of the generation.
You're getting a retirement fund.
Yeah, like, dude. No, it's a bunch of bullshit. I know we talk about that quite a bit, but so you got a fight coming up in November. You're going to obviously be training by then. What else do you think you're going to be up to between now and then? You're just going to be nose deep in training
asshole
for your next... I mean, hopefully, right? But you're just going to be basically getting ready for your next fight. Or are you going to be seeking one out and everything? That's your goal?
Yeah, pretty much. I guess they're fighting in November, so we'll see what's up in Muskogee in November. And
yeah.
Like I said, there's some stuff around the state, so, but some of it might already be locked in, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see what's up. I know they'll have a grappling tournament or something. And maybe I can get some out of state. I don't know. Gotta figure it all out.
Well, shit, dude. If you have anything, just let us know and we'll fucking promote the hell out of it. I mean, I don't know if everybody out there knows, but we just started a new Instagram.
Follow the Instagram.
Yeah.
Please go follow it. Trevor had the Instagram take over today. I'll be taking over tomorrow.
Oh, let's see this tune.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to fucking... This is the war room, not the peace corps.
All right, listen. I've already gotten one compliment of mine, so I don't care.
Who was
say.
It from?
It was from him.
Who? What song?
All of them.
Oh, my God. Whatever. It was like a fucking adult contemporary radio station on there today.
Cool. He's a heartthrob. You
know? I know. He is. He listens. He likes music that divorcees and in their 50s love. Yeah. Oh, or wait, what was it? I've been waiting. That's a good song. Yeah. Me and Cam were actually driving home the other night listening to that, and I was like, don't tell Trevor I'm listening to this. He fucking loves this song, I bet, and I'd probably make fun of him for listening to it.
It's a great song.
It is a good song. I don't know, Foreigner, ever since I found out that the band that's on tour right now literally has zero original members and basically have some Lou Gramm lookalike with a wig on, it kind of turned me off to Foreigner a little bit. But
it's not their fault that they're fucking imitating them, pretty much.
I don't know. It's kind of like Skynyrd being out. There ain't no original members alive, let alone on tour with them. They don't even have Artemis Pyle in
the
band.
Rest in peace, Ronnie Van Zant.
Yeah, dude. Literally, all of them. Literally, they're all dead. That's one of those bands that all their original members are dead. Artemis Pyle, who was in the band, he's actually their longest, like the guy up there in the band that was a drummer that looks like fucking Manson up in the top right. He's still alive, but he wasn't their original drummer. But he's the only one that from like their old touring band that's still alive. But nowadays it's like literally Blackfoot took over Skynyrd, and that's who it is now. And you know, fucking the singer's brother, who sounds like Ronnie Van Zant, like I sound like Ronnie Van Zant. Dude, fucking sucks, man. It's a shame. They're like, we're going back on tour. I'm like, I bet like, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I bet you are.
The fuck else are you gonna
running
do?
Running that fucking money train till it runs out.
You know what? Honestly, and I truly believe this, Skynyrd should have died with Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines and Gaines' sister. They should have died with them, because it's literally never gonna. It's not as good. Even like that when they got back together, it sucked. I don't know if you'd say it sucked, but I don't know. It's just like, you know, some bands you should just let die.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you just have to, you know. It's
they had
to
such
walk
an
away
incredible
when
run.
You can, and, you know.
From 70 till 77, they like, name a bad album, name a bad song. They don't have one. They're honestly, they were one of the best bands ever. And they've even got the catalog to back it up. I mean, hit after fucking hit. And it's Southern rock. They made Southern rock popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they're the dirtiest white boys that's ever fucking lived, and they got my respect. That's for fucking sure.
I mean, don't have Jason Cornelius, but nobody cares.
Skynyrd?
Yeah.
No, it's Zeppelin.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, Jason will come fight you right now. You say he doesn't like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay, but like
the guy that wears trucker hats like that likes Lynyrd Skynyrd. Okay.
Not liking Zeppelin is so ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I know, but
he doesn't like him at all.
He thinks they suck.
I think he's doing that thing where he's like, they suck, just to piss you off. But I don't know. I mean, he's
kind of like us with the Beatles.
Yeah, but I'm kind of off that now.
He loves the Beatles now.
I do like them a lot, but like I still don't think they're the best band ever, and I can name a lot more that are. But who cares? It's good music.
Yeah.
I'm at the point where if it's good, I like it. I don't care about ranking bands anymore. It's a fun mental, like it's a fun brain exercise to do with people. Like who would your top 10 be per se? Because mine changes all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, the Rolling Stones were my favorite band for a couple years when I got super big into them. Sabbath's always going to be, and Zeppelin, obviously. And, like, you know, I go through different types of music that I like. But, like, I don't know. If it's good, it's good. I don't really... I mean, shit, I listen to Mexican music. I love listening to that at Los Tigres del Norte at work. I don't know what the fuck they're saying. I'm having a good time, though. It sounds good. Good rhythm. That's all that matters. And, you know, with pop music, I hate modern pop because I think it all sounds the same. Pop from back then was actually really good. Like, 80s pop music is really good. I mean, I'm not talking about, like, Leif Garrett and shit, but, like, you know, Prince and obviously Michael Jackson. Madonna was fucking awesome. I like a lot of that stuff. I like new wave shit. But, you know, who cares? I don't know, people that can't listen to, you know, something and be like, oh, that's good, because they're so into genre, it's kind of lame. Like, you're not going to listen to any of it because you just, you're so dead set on not liking it. Like, Jason's a big metalhead now, and so is Hunter. They're both, like, and I'm talking, like, death metal and extreme, like, all that kind of shit. Like, they're into it, even though they used to be like, turn this off. Put on fucking Kodak Black. You know, yeah, dude. I wish all these guys like the music I like now, because I've always listened to the shit I'm listening to, but they never want to listen to that. They want to listen to fucking whatever.
You don't like Kodak?
No, I don't. But I don't go out of my way to talk shit about him. That's just not for me. I don't like his music.
Okay.
Listen, if when it comes to rap, I like guys that can spit. I don't fucking want to listen to fucking with the fucking production stuff.
Institution.
I get it. You put it on at a party, you don't have to think. You're not sitting there thinking about what he's saying. The beat goes so hard, and he's just rapping in rhythm to the beat. That's all it is. It's just like EDM, kind of.
Yeah.
It's not about what he's saying.
Like house music?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think a lot of it's just like electric metal. I can headbang to a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a lot of it. I don't know how to like split them up. I there's bass and then there's fucking this and then there's that. I don't know. It's all EDM to me. That's what I call it. But like Skrillex. He's got some stuff that I like. But like, I don't know. I don't like the direction rap went in after college, really. It all went to a bunch of kid guys that sound like they're 17. You know, just I don't like it. I like back in the day where it looked like a guy that worked in a steel factory. Like, all the guys in Wu-Tang Clan looked like they worked really tough jobs and then went and, you know, got in the studio afterwards. They were grown men, and they actually, you know, could spit and fucking... I still love that shit. Like, dude, the guy that came into Big L, I don't know who that was. That went hard as fuck. One of the guys at the fight came into, yo, you better kick rocks, because I'm an L pumping D rock sales pump.
Really?
Yeah, some guy came into Big L. Yeah. He won, whoever did. Because whenever I heard that, I was like, oh, this guy's in a fucking... This guy likes Big L. He's going to whoop this guy's ass. That's all. Like, Big L's the shit. He put out, I think, one or two albums while he was alive, and then he got shot in the streets in New York.
You remember who I was?
No.
Oh, we need to find out.
No, I can't remember, but I do know that it was hype. I fucking...
Was it the kid with the mullet?
No, it was the kid that he fought, actually, because the kid with the mullet came out to, like, Mexican music, like accordion, fucking banda type shit, and I think it was the guy he fought, so maybe he didn't win. I don't know, but I do. That was awesome. I love Big L. Yeah, dude, that's that kind of music. You get shot in the streets by your rivals when you're just taking a walk from a bodega. Nowadays, you're on Instagram Live giving your address for free, and then someone comes shooting you, and you're like, whoa, why? You're a dumb fuck. That's why. You deserve to get shot.
Give me your address away on the internet, you dumbass.
Making space on fucking the freeway is what you're doing. That's all you're fucking doing at that point. I don't know. Rap, I have to be in the mood for it. But most of the time, I'll put like 50 Cent on. I'll put Wu-Tang Clan, Jay-Z. I love Tribe. I like that shit. I like 90s rap.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. And sometimes I'll go back to stuff that I liked in high school. ASAP Rocky's still good.
Yeah,
Kendrick's obviously still good. But Nas, dude. I mean, it doesn't get much better than Nas. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to go any further. Trevor doesn't like black people, so he's hating this conversation right now.
That's a fucking lie.
Look at him. He's over there fuming because I'm talking about rap
music. I love 90s rap.
I heard you call it jungle music the other day.
I never said anything like that. That's putting words in my mouth.
True.
Fake
words
news.
That you said.
Fake news.
No. Dude, you like reggae?
Yeah.
Love reggae music.
Yeah. Fuck with reggae. So they play at the gym a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said that the other day. Cause I said, what bands do you like? You said, I like reggae. The genre?
Well, no. You asked what I've been listening to a lot. I'm at the gym a lot. So. A lot of reggae.
I used to like to work out listening to reggae.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's got a good rhythm.
Yeah.
It's great for doing stuff.
How loud did that switch kick it sound at the end of the first?
Uh-huh.
How loud did that sound?
Well, I mean, that was besides Levi talking, and just everybody in the crowd, it was literally the only thing that get people to shut up. And I remember at the end of the round, you did it. I think it was before the blocks, wasn't it? Or was it right after? It was right after the blocks. Dude, it was devastating. It was devastating, and it shut everyone up.
It sounded loud as shit to me.
Dude, it shut everyone up. Everyone went, oh! I remember every time you kicked his leg, I would like grab mine and be like, start rubbing it, because I felt like it's like phantom limb syndrome or something. I was like, dude, every time I felt this guy's pain. But like, you had a couple of pops that you gave him. That first one was, oh, it was brutal. I knew from then, I was like, this guy's leg ain't going to make it. It's going to look like fucking brisket afterwards. Did you have any like bumps or scratches afterwards or any bruises? Oh my god.
That was it.
Dude, so like I've heard that like if you like when you know throwing a shin kick, if you hit it on the wrong spot, it's like one of the worst things ever.
Yeah. If like when I checked his it changed the fight immediately. Saw it in his eyes. He didn't throw another kick after that, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think actually threw two that I checked.
But I don't remember seeing kick much.
Yeah. It was like, wow.
Wow, that fucking hurt. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, wow, in my head. I'm like, is this good dude going to come? Like, you got to.
Wow, what a pussy. I kicked him one time and he's done.
Especially in kickboxing. You have
to, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Kickboxing. How are you not throwing kicks in kickboxing?
Yeah. Well, that guy obviously must not know what was going on either. I've boxed before. I put him in the kickboxing room. You're kickboxing, too.
Me?
All right. This is my first fight ever. This is great. I imagine if he didn't, if you guys didn't know you were kickboxing, he probably wasn't training for kickboxing either.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't take the fight till a couple days or the day before, right?
Probably not. I don't know.
I don't know what this guy's been doing. He's been playing Fight Night 04.
I've just been grappling, so.
Yeah. He's been playing the fucking one with Roy Jones Jr. on the cover.
He's been working combos at least. You know what I mean?
I hope you don't kick my legs.
Yeah, I've literally been just grappling, so it was crazy.
Dude, well, I mean, it looked like you were throwing kicks all week. It looked like you've been practicing kicks and you were fucking slicing them in half. It was like Voodoo Child, the song.
It was like the, at one point, you looked like the 40s boxer. You're like, yeah, come here, come here, come here, come here. And you're just marching at him, he's just going backwards. Butt him up, will ya? Butt him up.
Yeah, at least a rumble happened, I guess.
I'm glad you got to actually fight somebody. Yeah. I'm glad that he didn't back out. And I'm glad you actually got to fight. And I'm glad that, like, I mean, the whole night itself went really well. All the fights were really good. The last three were my favorites. Yours, obviously, was my favorite. Just getting to watch you punch. I'm glad you didn't get beat up because I don't know if I could handle it. Watching your friend get beat up is one of the worst
things. We were
going to
jump the cage if you did.
Yeah, I was like, come on, everybody, Levi.
Storm the gates!
Tigers assemble! Tigers assemble!
Wolverines!
Yeah, exactly. Wolverines! Evan Michael comes out of nowhere like,
what? Whoa! Pulls up.
Yeah. The whole fucking gang. Yeah. I bought backup. But anyway, Raglan, it was a joy having you on, my man. It was a joy getting to watch you fight the other night. You kicked fucking ass, literally. I'm excited to see you do more fights in the future and to get to go and watch and hopefully be a part of them. Anytime you want to be on, obviously, be more than welcome. You're more than welcome to be on. I'd love to, you know, maybe start working on a top five band list. We'll come and hash it out. Maybe do it, you know, something like that. Become prepared next time instead of putting you on the spot. Trevor, you got anything?
I think so.
No closing questions.
No closing questions.
Nothing to add.
That was a great show. It was a great show. It was a great night. Great time. Undefeated. He's undefeated.
In my eyes, he is. I saw that. I saw the one.
Now we're talking about his new record, his technical record. Now he's 1-0.
You should just, you know, like, you should tell people it wasn't a draw, or is it like in record or something?
It's on my record. But
well, I was gonna say
I have a loss in a Muay Thai tournament and stuff too.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think so.
Well, I went up in weight and stuff, but it's all good.
Well,
decision loss.
I feel bad. I feel sorry for anybody that agrees to fight you. I mean, I imagine the three guys that pulled out looked at your picture and they went, and then like ran off like Flintstone. Like, fuck this. No. I got work. Then some guys say, I got work. I can't fight.
Okay. Yeah. Like, fucking. Oh, I forgot I got to work.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is he Patrick? I got to work. Work!
Dollar General.
Bro, that's the pro wrestler, bro.
Oh, my God. So what? Oh, my God. So what? He's fighting 10 midgets by himself?
Speak of the devil. Rocco the Barbarian. You played the Barbarian song.
Yeah. Barbarian by Electric Wizard. Check it out. The song kicks fucking ass. He's fighting 10 midgets by himself. Sorry, I can't. I forgot I had work tonight. That's his job. Yeah. He's like fighting a Tahlequah against 10 midgets by himself. Getting bit in the leg.
No, he's from Kansas City. Yeah.
Why does that surprise me?
Yeah.
What a loser this guy.
What a loser. He's
yeah, don't put that shame on Tahlequah's name. You know?
Yeah. Tahlequah's actually kind of cool. Yeah. Kansas City, I don't know. A bunch of losers besides their football
Tech
team.
Nine. Tech Nine.
Tech Nine's cool. Anybody from Strange Music School.
Yeah.
So yeah, some of them are. But, you know, some of them are a little out there. You know what I mean? But anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I think Cam's making dinner. It smells great. I'm starving. And we got Monday Night Football coming on. Trevor,
follow
again,
the Instagram.
I'll give you a chance. You got anything?
Follow the Instagram.
You don't have anything you want to say?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Is there something I need to say?
I think you got a new girlfriend.
That's
the
inaccurate.
Last time I said this, it was correct.
I will give him that the last time he did say that was correct, but this
is not. I
had
a feeling in my plums.
Yeah, I
don't your plums?
Yeah.
My big and swollen
it,
like.
I can feel it in my plums.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's got a fucking new girlfriend. Or he's banging somebody. That's why I always say. He's either banging someone or he's got a girlfriend. That's how Trevor rolls.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm either banging him or dating him. Oh, dude, we got to make a logo of Wes Hall and then just come up with different sayings. You know,
like
smoking ass,
and
poking
eyes.
Eyes
and smoking
yeah.
eyes. Oh, God, those would be such good shirts.
Oh, man. And we could sell them for a low price unless
yeah,
you wear double X or, hot or larger.
Oh, God.
Material ain't cheap. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to the War Room. Raggle, thank you for being on. Good job the other night.
Yes,
make sure you guys, you know, keep your eyes out for future fights for Raglan. He's looking to fight anybody. He might even fight someone on the street. Who knows?
You might be my next opponent.
You
four pull out. Might have to get your blood work done before the camp.
You're next. You better fucking, yeah, carry blood work on you everywhere you go because it's going to go down. It'll be funny, Raglan. You just go up to people with a contract to sign. Like, hey, sign this. Like, what am I signing this for?
Just like, then he's just out there on the
street.
Someone
with a bell. Ding, ding, ding. Sir, fucking... whoa, what's going on? It's like that one guy that was like, you know, touch gloves and he just started fucking punching him in the face.
Dude, I started doing that one night at the bar and the old bouncer there, he started calling me Jean-Claude Van Damme because I was like in a fighting stance and stuff.
Oh my God. Like, Jean-Claude Van Damme, did you do the splits?
No,
it was just hilarious.
Kicking people in their face and stuff. And like I threw a flying knee in the bar and...
That makes me want to watch Bloodsport.
Yeah.
The part whenever he's like fucking doing the splits and the guy's just punching him in the abs. I don't even know what that does. What does that do?
Yeah.
Is it build resistance?
What?
Getting punched in the abs while you're in a fucking...
Yeah, I think it helps.
When you're tensing up, I think.
I do it with like a medicine ball. Like I'll do sit-ups with a medicine ball and then drop it on my abs.
Have you ever had someone punching you in the abs while you're doing sit-ups?
No.
Does that help?
But I mean, it's the same concept. I think it kind of helps. It builds resistance.
I imagine getting punched would cause trauma.
I do tie sticks on my shins and stuff.
It probably just makes you stronger after you fucking heal up.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know how I would train for MMA? I'd do that flagellate
like
myself.
I mean, I put a lot of kicks in the other night and my shins don't look terrible.
Whole flat foot.
No, I was going to say, you look good. You didn't. Your yeah. face looks good. You're still pretty.
Always.
I can, dude, if I was training for MMA though, I'd flagellate myself. I can just fucking. Cat of nine tails just right to the back. And that's what I do. I show up to the gym, give me 60 good ones, and then I get out of there. Maybe run on the treadmill afterwards.
I think that's what that one dude, the heavyweight, does.
No, he was lifting mugs of beer at the Bricktown Brewery or the Muskogee.
No, it was glasses of alcohol, dog.
Alcohol, just straight liquor. Yeah. Leave the bottle.
Mixers, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll fight him. Fuck it. That's what that guy said. Yeah, you want to fight this guy? He's coming from Austin, Texas. Yeah, I'll fucking fight
he's
him.
He's a Dakota boy. Hey, they like to get down.
I guess so. I mean, they're not like Oktaha.
Yeah.
They're not afraid of a fucking scrap. But anyway, yeah, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I got to pee like a Russian racehorse. So,
so do I.
Ragnar, we love you. Thank you for being on. Trevor, you're cool.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Follow
baby.
The Instagram.
Follow the Instagram. Podcast. KTP Productions, Killing Time Productions, one or the other. Can't remember.
Follow his Instagram. What's your Instagram?
J.TheShape.
J.TheShape. It's much easier to remember than ours. Make sure you go and follow him. Jared is taking over the Instagram tomorrow for Tuesday. That's me. I don't know why I said Jared.
Two Jareds here, technically.
That's right.
Yeah, but when they think it's him, if I said Jared and not, you know what I mean? Unless they think I'm crazy and I refer to myself in the third person.
I want an Instagram takeover, though.
You can do the Instagram takeover. Fuck nice. It. We'll get fucking some guy music. In India. And he can, like, try to scam people on their phones.
Hello, thank you for calling the war room.
Thank you for calling the war room. What can we help you? We see you
He'll
signed up
make
for...
You some money.
We see you signed up for his credit card. Oh, I did? I didn't know that. That's so stupid. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We love you guys. Have a good night. We will see you Wednesday. We'll do a podcast Wednesday night for our NFL and NCAA picks. So, make sure you guys tune in for that. And also, if you guys are listening and you're in a WRFL league, send your fucking picks in.
You're probably not listening. There's probably only a
couple. Yeah, exactly. Send your fucking picks in.
Bunch of lame-os.
This is your commissioner.
Jason.
I command you
hey,
to
Jason,
have your picks
fuck
in.
You if you're listening to us right now. But I bet you're not. So you won't even know that I said fuck
you.
You
won't even know. If you do, how about you text me and say, hey, man, why'd you say that? And then, you know, I'll know you're listening and you care.
But if not... We're disappointed. Just know that we're disappointed.
Yeah, just I'm disappointed all the time, but that's another story.
We can't even get our own family to back us. It's terrible out there. It's a hard life.
Like, share, subscribe. Follow the podcast. Goodbye.